Good day, everyone. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets here this morning. Market analyst Tom Lepler joins us when we come back right after this.
Your next Superior Video Livestock Auction comes up this Friday, February 26th on Dish Network Satellite 232 and SuperiorClickToBid.com, starting at 8 a.m. Central Time. It'll be broadcast live from Embassy Suites on South Meridian in Oklahoma City. They'll be selling 27,000 head, 7,500 yearling steers, 4,100 yearling heifers, 13,000 weaned calves. For more information, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or give them a call, 800-422-2117. At Superior, we bring the market to you. Hey, cattle producers, let me invite you to Express Ranch's spring bull sale coming Friday, March 4th, 10 a.m. at the ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma. They'll be selling 505 Angus and 34 Hereford bulls in lot order. You can see the sale live at the ranch or go on the internet to liveauctions.tv or to Superior Click to Bid. For more information, call them 800-664-3977 or go to expressranches.com.
And welcome back, everyone. Tom Lepler joins us now from Lepler Commodities. And let's kick things off, Tom, with a check on our livestock futures. And yesterday ended up with a pretty nice day, at least at the close. The cattle and the hogs were higher yesterday.
That's right, Dave. We saw the cattle complex trade mixed after the opening, but then they turned higher and had a positive close, as Dave indicated. The live cattle made new highs for the week yesterday, but the feeder cattle are still unable to take out the highs that were made last week. We saw the lean hogs close positive yesterday. We saw choice box beef up yesterday at $1.86, the legs up $2.50, total movement of 130 loads. Daily cattle kill 109,000 head. The cash feeder index up 17 cents. We also saw yesterday afternoon the monthly cold storage report that showed beef stocks for the month of January record high, and 1.2% higher than a month ago, 5.4% higher than a year ago. Pork stocks also a new record for the month of January, and 16% above a month ago, 6.9% above a year ago. Now, on the close, April live cattle, 87 cents higher. March feeders up $1.85. April lean hogs, 70 cents higher.
We'll check the grains when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Well, Tom, as we talked about the nice day for the cattle and the live or in the hogs just a moment ago, not the same story for our grains. The grains really had a rough day yesterday.
Unfortunately, that is correct. As the run to the upside that we'd been seeing the last few sessions in the grain and the soybean complex came to an end yesterday. The wheat, corn, and soybeans all closed negative, with Chicago wheat making a new contract low yesterday. Profit taking and positioning ahead of first notice day and the end of the month, which falls on next Monday, contributed to yesterday's sell-off. Now, trading overnight in the grains was also lower and in very good volume. At the moment, May KC wheat down $0.01¾, May corn down $0.015, May soybeans down $0.0125, May cotton's down 46 points, April crude oil 96 cents lower, the March dollar index 31 cents higher, and March Dow Jones futures 132 points lower.
Now, Tom, how can folks get more information from you?
They can call us toll-free on the phone or check us on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
All right, Tom, thanks so much. Appreciate your time here today. And that's going to wrap it up for us here this morning. For Tom Lepler, I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.